The Bourne Sanction, written by Eric von Lustspader and read by Jeremy Davidson.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
Prologue. High Security Prison, Colony 13, Nizhny Tagil, Russia. Campione d'Italia, Switzerland. While the four inmates waited for Borya Mox to appear, they lounged against filthy stone walls whose cold no longer affected them. Out in the prison yard, where they smoked expensive black market cigarettes made from harsh black Turkish tobacco, they talked among themselves as if they had nothing better to do than to suck the acrid smoke into their lungs, expel it in puffs that seemed to harden in the freezing air. Above their heads was a cloudless sky whose glittering starlight turned it into a depthless enamel shell. Ursa Major, Lynx, Canis Venatici, Perseus. These same constellations burned the heavens above Moscow, 600 miles to the southwest. But how different life was here from the gaudy, overheated clubs of Trigorny Val and Sado-Vinyetchetskaya Street. By day, the inmates of Colony 13 manufactured parts for the T-90, Russia's formidable battle tank. But at night, what do men without conscience or emotion talk to one another about? Strangely, family. There was a stability to coming home to a wife and children that defined their previous lives, like the massive walls of High Security Colony 13 defined their present ones. What they did to earn money, lie, cheat, steal.